Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, you can expect clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa sees sunny weather, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilut stays warm as the afternoon progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from Israel Hayom, Prime Minister Netanyahu's unusual statement highlights Israel's challenging situation in Lebanon following Hezbollah's attack. This has led to injuries among IDF forces and sparked political pressure and international criticism. Also, Walla reports that earlier today, Netanyahu issued an unusual English statement during Shabbat. Three soldiers were seriously injured in Lebanon, and the IDF responded to the attacks, stating Hezbollah violated the ceasefire. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran's Golubov is reportedly in contact with Hezbollah terrorists, despite objections from Lebanon. The IDF continues to target Hezbollah positions in response to ceasefire violations. Separately, JNS reveals that earlier today, the IDF killed a Hezbollah commander following an attack on soldiers. Both Israeli and American officials have denounced Hezbollah for placing civilians in harm's way. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that Israeli strikes earlier today killed 11 in southern Lebanon after Hezbollah's attack wounded three IDF soldiers. Israel accuses Hezbollah of deliberately housing civilians in military compounds. Here's what people are saying online. Memory, a research institute, posted just minutes ago. Former Kuwaiti Information Minister Sami al-Nesf argued that without U.S. bases, Iran could have reached Kuwait, turning the region to Persian influence. Samantha Edis, a commentator writing on X just now, noted that the situation is becoming so regular that many aren't even blinking anymore. In a post from earlier, Honest Reporting shared that the International Federation of Journalists identified Assad Shamlik, killed in an airstrike, as a terrorist affiliated with Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement underscores the severity of the conflict with Hezbollah. This escalation has drawn swift international criticism, with calls for restraint mounting. The political pressure on Netanyahu grows as the region watches closely. Turning to the IDF's response, Netanyahu's unusual statement during Shabbat, reported by Walla, followed the serious injuries of three soldiers in Lebanon. The IDF retaliated against Hezbollah's violations of the ceasefire. This development adds tension to an already volatile situation. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Iran's involvement with Hezbollah. Despite Lebanese objections, Golubov's contact with Hezbollah raises concerns about Iran's influence in the region. This complicates regional diplomacy and strains Israel-Lebanon relations further. Separately, JNS discusses the IDF's targeted killing of a Hezbollah commander. This action was in direct response to attacks on Israeli soldiers. The involvement of civilians as human shields by Hezbollah could lead to more international condemnation and diplomatic challenges. And finally, from Times of Israel, the Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon have resulted in civilian casualties. This underscores the complex nature of military operations, where civilian areas are used by Hezbollah for military purposes. The international community continues to call for protection of civilians amid ongoing hostilities. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that as AI adoption grows, executives face the challenge of integrating AI into their operations. Yoni Masath, CTO of Deloitte Digital, emphasizes the need for strategic management during this transition. Separately, Israel Hayom Business warns of a recall for baked candy produced in Turkey. The product, labeled as Vanilla Merengue Kisses, omitted allergenic ingredients, highlighting the importance of accurate labeling for consumer safety. And finally, Ynet Business reveals what's disrupting global trade. A survey shows that 55% of businesses face significant disruptions, with geopolitical tensions and AI as major factors. This affects global markets, with Asian regions experiencing the highest impact. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.